2 years ago, Matt Walsh, a political commentator, wrote a very controversial book, What is a Woman? That seems like such a simple question, yet Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was unable to answer it during her confirmation hearings. Moses wrote in the first chapter of Genesis, "Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God created humans, male and female, to care for the earth, to wisely use the resources of the land, and to populate the planet. Being created in God's image means that the man and woman were created holy and without sin. Our desire for knowledge, our quest for information, our ability to communicate, our desire for companionship also stem from this image of God. Although the man and woman later defied God, the truth remains that male and female, he created them for the purpose of subduing the earth. Male and female are distinct and complementary. They work together to bless the world with new generations who also tend and keep God's creation. May our Lord give us the wisdom to understand his creation and to wisely use that which he has provided. Amen.